Those of you who were here last Sunday will remember that I told you I was going to preach on a single three-letter word as my text. If you've checked out the bulletin, you'll have spotted the word by now, our, O-U-R. You'll have also figured out, if you've looked at the text to be read, that it's the our in our Father. Now, I suppose I could at this point say my text is from Matthew 6, verse 9, a bit of it, and go, our, and then get on with the sermon. But any text comes in a context, and the our comes in two contexts in particular. It is, after all, the first word of the Lord's Prayer, and it's the Lord's Prayer that gives that our some context. But the Lord's Prayer also comes in a larger context, that is, of Jesus' introduction to the prayer. And that context in particular, I think, is what turns our understanding of the Lord's Prayer on its head, as you'll see. So I'm going to read now from a slightly larger context, even though my text remains only three letters. I should say this too. I had no idea in preparing the sermon of what was going to happen at General Assembly. I had no idea that Sean was going to say what he said this morning. And it is really humbling to come with a sermon that addresses, at least indirectly, what went on at General Assembly and is so pertinent. I suppose I should, it being Father's Day, have preached on the second word of this prayer, our Father. But I had planned to preach on our. And given what Sean said, I'm certainly not going to change that now. So let me read now the sermon context.